Big day for Jeff Lloyd tomorrow up there in Queensland. Good morning, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning, guys. You're right. Jeff Lloyd's going to obviously retire from race riding. An amazing career, wasn't it? Since, you know, we know what happened quite a few years ago now. He had that the stroke in Queensland and looked to be all over, but he's a remarkable man to be able to bounce back. And, you know, he's three-time Brisbane Premiership winner. Total of 17 jockey premierships in his career. And, you know, I can't keep count of how many actual winners he's ridden right over his career. But, yeah, he's going to go out on a high. He's holding a huge lead in the Brisbane Jockeys title. I think he's on 74 winners, closest to Brad Stewart there on 42. So, yeah, tremendous career. And he's just a man that defies the odds at 58 years old to still be at the top of his game. And, you know, shows that age is only a number.
Yeah. Do you know what he's going to do after he retires, mate?
No, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I know there was talk a while back about him, you know, staying in the game. But, yeah, we'll wait to see how that all plays out. But I'm sure he's somebody who, you know, would be very, very valuable mentoring the next you know, wave of jockeys, I would say. But we'll wait and see how that pans out.
Talking about staying in the game, Breton Abdullah returns to Sydney.
Yes, he'll be back. Yeah, he obviously had that stint overseas and he returns to Sydney tomorrow. Brenton's always been a very popular jockey in Sydney style. He's, you know, very aggressive. He can ride light. So looking forward to seeing him back there at Rose Hill. Yeah, he's a tremendous jockey. And we've probably had, you know, missed our top two or three jockeys in Sydney in recent times. Blake Shinn's made the most of that with, you know, a really stellar couple of months, and he's really gone to a new level the last couple of months. But, you know, seeing Hugh Bowman return, now Brenton Abdullah, and of course, James McDonald's the other one that hopefully is back soon.
Yep, and Sprite has been retired.
Yeah, a great mare for Gary Fraser over the time, wasn't she? You know, won her Group 1 in Adelaide and then went to Queensland and was very competitive up there. She's always been around the mark. She's been stiff in a couple of Group 1s in Melbourne as well, around the valley there, but they've done a tremendous job with her. It has been confirmed this week that she has run her last race. $1.4 million in prize money, 6 wins from 32 starts. But like I said, towards the end of her career, she definitely developed that consistency, won the Sangster third in a Goodwood, and then fourth in the Stradbroke, I thought was a good run, and then only beaten 2 lengths in the Tiara last time out over 1400. So I believe she's going to be served by Zoo Style, so so we'll look forward and watch her progeny on the track in a few years' time.
What did you make of this new incentive to try and keep all the jockeys for the Spring Carnival down there in Melbourne?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, I must admit it. I mean, there's a lot of prize money going around at the moment, which is great for everyone, but the jockeys do get a part of that as well, you know, with their percentage of winnings if they ride the winner and whatnot. So not a bad idea, you know. I think obviously it's gonna help attract you know, several jockeys to Melbourne. But I think with the riches on offer in Sydney as well, many are still going to stay here. It just depends on what connections they have with certain horses, I think. So and where they end up. So yeah, it's an interesting move. It'll be interesting to see whether it pays off or not. Obviously trying to attract the best jockeys down there. But, yeah, I'm not 100% against it by any means. It'd be fascinating to see how it all plays out.
All right, we need a winner, buddy.
Yeah, look, Rose Hill, obviously, tomorrow and on another wet track there. But it's an improving wet track, so I think we'll be well into the soft range there throughout the day tomorrow with some good weather in Sydney. A couple of strong winds as well. Forecast for today. So race 4, number 10, Waking Moment, I thought was the best bet of the day, just over $4. I know she's only won the one from 20 and hasn't won for a long time, but she's been transferred to the Waller Yard this time. You know, I've loved her two runs, and I just think she's beautifully weighted here with 51 kilos on her back after the claim for Robbie Dolan. And I think she should be favoured over Primitivo. I know Primitivo was a very good winner last time out, beat Weegock, who's come out and won, but he's got the 59.5 and Waking Moment's got 51. I'm just not sure his form's 8.5 kilos better than Waking Moments personally. And on that wet track, we know weight can definitely stop a train. And I just thought with that huge weight swing, race 4, number 10, Waking Moment, was the best of the day. Race 1, number 5, Lucicello, I think almost a good thing to run a place there at $2.30. You can have something on the win at $7.50, but I'm very wary of this Team Hawks train colt spend, who's got a big raps on him off the trials. So I think the safe way to play that race is just back at a place, Lucicello at $2.30. I think she's a clear danger to spend, and if he doesn't shape up, then the $7.50 is definitely worth something small as well. But I think you can back a sort of 1x3, 1x4 there and get a nice result in the first race one, number 5, Lucicello, mainly the place.
What do you think about Lenagira in race one?
Yeah, look, he was good last time at Newcastle. That was a much weaker race than what he can test there. Tamari's run before that, he settled in behind horses on a wet track at Randwick and was solid enough. But I thought Lucicello was the clear probably second pick in that race. I've got her on top from a value perspective, but she produced the best like list of the day there on the Kensington track last time out. There's solid speed in this race. She seems to be learning what it's about a bit more, getting to settle that touch better. And she's got a nice turn of foot and handles wet ground. So I thought she was second pick, and at $2.30, happy to play the place there for sure.
Good on you, mate. We'll talk next week. All the best on the punt tomorrow.
Yeah, look forward to it. Good luck to all the punters out there. Hopefully it's a winning day, and enjoy the weekend, guys.